look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Let's head to Georgia, where a man is facing kidnapping and other charges this morning after police say he stole a running car with a two-year-old girl still inside the vehicle. Officers reportedly tracked the vehicle using, you guessed it, license plate readers and rescued the child within 15 minutes. Police say the toddler was unharmed, thank God, and reunited with her family. But I bring this story up because let's just address the elephant in the room here in Connecticut and across the country. There is a lot of controversy surrounding both license plate readers as well as speed enforcement cameras. I know the two are different. However, the two, a lot of the times, are brought up together. There's a lot of privacy concerns for a lot of people. In fact, in the day ahead, there's going to be a big discussion here in Milford at the Board of Aldermen meeting scheduled at 7:30, where the public is expected to basically pitch to the aldermen to try and take these cameras down, as well as the license plate readers in the city of Milford. And we'll talk more about that later on in the show. In the meantime, though, I wanted to talk about this case and really get perspective from a police standpoint, because the idea of just getting rid of the license plate readers may not be the quick fix, especially when you hear stories like this. A two-year-old in a car that was stolen. A mother who basically is like, what am I supposed to do? Where is my child? Is she okay? And the police found her within 15 minutes because of this advanced technology. So joining us back on the show, you know him, you love him, our law enforcement expert, Gary McNamara, is back. And Gary, this is, we hear about, first of all, these stories a lot, but I think in today's conversation where there's a lot of controversy surrounding the idea of license plate readers, these stories sometimes get missed. And so I want to make sure we always balance, you know, the coverage of license plate readers and speed enforcement cameras with stories like this, because this to me is why we even have license plate readers, correct?
Yeah. This is a great example of, to your point, of why we have license plate readers. And you're right, the conversation sometimes gets missed. And the reason we started to see license plate readers, you know, flourish throughout the area is simply because of this, because we knew that technology could enhance law enforcement's efficiency to handle some of these cases. And this is, you know, within 15 minutes, you'd never be, they specifically indicated that their auto theft squad utilizing license plate readers were able to recover this two-year-old.
You know what I'm curious about, Gary, and I know you can't speak for every officer, but I wish there was more of these conversations happening while there is so much concern surrounding license plate readers. And I'm wondering why cops don't talk about it more publicly.
Yeah, I don't know, Melissa, whether or not I can't speak to that, but I do know we got to figure it out. That's the thing. We have to figure this out, because we have to recognize that police utilize technology to enhance safety. There's a whole layer of trust that people, there are a lot of people that don't trust law enforcement. There's a lot of people that don't trust these private companies. I get it, and I do understand it. But we can't not have the conversation, and we can't figure it out. We have to figure it out, because to throw it away, I can tell you right now, that mother in Atlanta, Georgia, if she was asked this morning whether or not there should be license plate readers, she'd be 100% yes. And that's the problem with this debate that we don't talk about. Having the license plate readers, if you don't have them, you never can use them. So if they didn't have them in Atlanta, which, all right, whatever, they say they got rid of them. Well, you can't go back. You can't unwind the role when you need it. You need them in place now to handle these cases.
I don't know so much when I have these conversations with people, especially who have concerns around it, if it's that, because I've given that narrative. Is it that you don't trust your local police? And a lot of times that's not what the case is. It's the, as you mentioned, the cameras, the third party cameras. I mean, dare I say, Flock being probably one of the most controversial companies in America right now. And that seems to be the big issue, is this idea of obviously privacy concerns. Are they pocketing a lot of money off of our information? And I think the other thing, which, to be totally honest, Gary and I actually got into a little bit of a tiff this morning, And I think is what's missing as well in these conversations, which is where I think police should talk more to the public the way that we're talking right now, is speed enforcement cameras and license plate readers that a lot of the times are kind of correlating together, but they're two very separate entities.
Yeah, no, Melissa, you're absolutely right. And that's the problem.
Did you hear the hump? That means Gary was not happy with me earlier today.
Well, no, I know, exactly, because we were discussing. What people are doing right now is they're conflating the two. They're bringing the both together. Stop talking for 1 second about speed enforcement cameras. And yes, there's a component of privacy there, but take that totally away. What we're talking about here is the license plate readers that are stationed along roadways throughout communities. And people can debate how they get there, whether how the oversight is in each community. That's fine. But they exist to really multiply and act as a force multiplier for law enforcement when they put a license plate into a car, specifically in a case like this, to find out where that car is. What happens is the conversation always bleeds into each other. And then we start arguing about, not you and I, but, well, a little bit of you
and I
this morning.
Well, because here's why, just so people have context. And again, yes, Gary's one of my best friends. We co-host Beating the Badge here on WICC, but he's our law enforcement expert on the show. He's a retired police chief in Fairfield. But the reason we did this was I said, okay, but Gary, what if we just replace, because the cameras seem to be the big issue, you know, whether it's license plate readers or it's speed enforcement cameras, the cameras seem to be the biggest issue. The idea of we don't trust the company that's running it. We don't trust that they're making a bunch of money off of us, you know, so in our privacy. Got it. But I said, you know, I think people would love to see more cops kind of sitting there with the speed gun. You know, that's what they would like. And Gary's like, stop. That's not what we're talking about. If you think logically about doing the same thing you're asking for with speed cameras for license plate readers, he's like, you would need a cop at every single corner of every single block of every single street in every single city. And that's just not plausible. And I'm like, oh, I guess that is two very different things. It's true.
Right.
Like, until you said that out loud, I'm like, oh, I guess that does not make sense to have license plate reader cops. Like, that's just
hard.
Not plausible.
You're right. And it's hard to have the conversation about license plate readers because the reason we're getting a lot of attention to it, license plate readers have gotten a lot of attention, but the reason it's coming up now is because of the speed cameras. So the speed cameras are bringing a lot of attention to cameras and to retention and fines. And now we're also having the debate about the flock cameras, because you had the debate. Remember the flock in Bridgeport? You've covered that in depth. You did a really good coverage of and brought flock in to talk about their technology. That's been going on, but now it's even highlighted more because of this. But we have to figure it out, Melissa. You cannot say that license plate readers don't serve a purpose to enhance the safety of our communities working in conjunction with law enforcement. They do. This is a good example of it. This is just one example of it. Now, on the other side, the cons. There's privacy issues. Who gets the information? What if it's misused? I get all that. But I think we do a disservice to all of us if we say, well, we're not intelligent enough or whatever, or we're so concerned, and that's fine. And I'm not talking bad about people. I'm just saying in general, we got to have discussions to say, okay, this is the give and take on this. The technology can be used. It's got to be approved. This is the checks and balances. If we find it abused, there will be significant punishment for whoever abuses it. We just have to figure it out.
We are talking about a case out of Georgia, but it certainly has a place for all the conversations happening locally surrounding license plate readers. Out of Georgia, there was a case where a man is now facing kidnapping and other charges when police say he stole a running car. A 2-year-old girl was inside of it, and officers were able to actually find the car, rescue the child within 15 minutes, all because of license plate readers. So we're talking to our law enforcement expert on the show, Gary McNamara, who also co-hosts Beating the Badge with me here on WICC. This is probably going to be a fight we should bring to Beating the Badge, actually, Gary, but that's a whole other conversation we can have off air. So what would be a solution? You know what? Forget that. We'll go to that in a second. How long have license plate readers been around? Like, when you were chief of police in Fairfield, did you guys have license plate readers?
So we did not have license plate readers in fixed locations, but we did have some license plate readers on the back of our cars. So on a few of our cars, we had license plate readers.
Okay, so my reason for bringing that up is I really do think, which leads to the solutions question, the big problem is flock. The big problem are these camera companies, and it's not even just Flock. There are other camera companies that are now coming up as well. Flock just overwhelmingly is the one taking over the headlines. But it's these third-party camera companies that it just seems like are the big issue when people talk about privacy, because to your point, if you've had license plate readers prior to the last couple of years, because Flock's only been around since 2019, and it seems like, or 2017, somewhere around there. They haven't been around for more than a decade. But outside of Flock and the issues of, you know, immigration and all of that,
sure.
License plate readers is not a new concept, is really what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, right. And so what's happened, I'm just so frustrated. I'm frustrated because there's communities, and look, they got to make their own decisions, and I respect anybody in law enforcement and chiefs. It's hard to lead a community and protect the community. But I get very frustrated when communities just say, well, we're just not going to use them at all. Like, it's just not even worth the discussion to have them. And maybe it's not. Maybe it's not worth it. But I think what's happening is we're allowing policy, like statewide policy, which is fine. Debate this policy on whatever. We're allowing that policy to say that technology doesn't coincide with the policy. And so we just can't figure it out. And it's ridiculous to me to not have that discussion to say, we've got to figure it out. Maybe it's a better retention, less retention. Maybe they don't have it for as long. But there's this technology is too valuable to law enforcement and is a force multiplier to solve crimes that we can't just say, forget it. Let's just put it to the side. It's just not worth figuring out. And that is the debate that's going to go on in all these different communities now. Now, you mentioned Flock. Okay, so fine, because Flock is the one that highlighted it. And you're absolutely right. This is what brought it to the attention, was the Flock use of these cameras nationwide. I get it. But now I think we're beyond the term Flock now. I think right now it doesn't matter. People are just saying, we don't want any technology.
ALPRs, that's all they're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't want those.
Exactly.
Right. But then, so then what is the solution, Gary? Because I was having this conversation, ironically enough, with a family member over the weekend. Because, again, this is the talk of the town everywhere. Do you have the cameras? And again, not to you know, strike a chord with you, but it is a lot of the times brought up, you know, do we need the speed enforcement cameras and do we need the license plate readers? And again, yes, they are two very, very different things. But, you know, sticking with license plate readers for this conversation, right, is the solution that you have locally made technology, you have a Connecticut-based company to, dare I say, make bank, because basically everybody doesn't trust a third party? I mean, is that the solution? Is it that we make sure people know that in 24 hours that's wiped clean? But at the same time, that's a problem for police too, because what if there's an investigation they need to go back to for a vehicle that was involved in a murder case or something, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's not even the solution of let's just wipe those cameras clean every day.
Right. I think we have to address the privacy issues, that the concerns that people have with privacy. Mm. It's not easy, but we really do. And you know, you were telling me the story this past weekend that you had the conversation, and it really struck me that I can't be blinded by saying, yes, we need the technology above all else, because there are a lot of privacy concerns, and I get it. So we have to kind of really, really hone in on the fact that people want to preserve their privacy, and they should. So then that starts with, okay, there's a privacy issue, yet there's a law enforcement and a safety issue. So how do we bring the two together? Maybe there's better transparency of the number of cameras they're at, where they're at, what they're used for, and accountability. I know that might seem like, yeah, Gary, that's what always happens. But I think we have to kind of have those discussions, at least to try to meet in the middle. And maybe at the end of the day, we can't meet in the middle. And then the decision is, do we use them? Do we not use them? But just to go to these things and argue and then say at the end of the day, we're not going to use it, or we're going to use it and disregard all the privacy issues. You know, these are challenging. This is why we need good leadership, and we have good leadership in communities to say, okay, look, we're not agreeing on this as a solution.
Yeah, but I think, Gary, it is that lack of conversation. I mean, to me, I think that there are so many people who feel like they need to be heard. They want to be heard. And I feel like we are not giving that open floor. And to your point, does it mean we get to a solution? No, but I think that these conversations matter. I mean, I think about when we hear about the privacy concerns. So sometimes I kind of laugh at it, not in a disrespectful way, but in a logical way. You know, when people say we have privacy issues with license plate readers, I think, okay, but you had no problem posting pictures of your kid on the first and last day of school and posting their teacher and their favorite color and their favorite food. And you're thinking, well, what's the problem with that? Well, that's probably one of the number one ways that predators actually go after your kids when they get out of school. And you don't know. And so it's just interesting that we do live in a society that's very concerned about privacy issues. However, we freely give insane amounts of information, opinions, and all kinds of stuff. We freely give that out on social media. We walk into stores and there are surveillance cameras. Now, I don't know if the surveillance cameras don't bother people as much because they're owned by the store, or operated by the store. They're not, you know, you're going into their venue, so it makes sense. Like, people don't get mad coming into my home, even though I've got cameras outside of my home, because you're coming into my house. So maybe that's why I ask, is the solution to have more local control? You know, do you have a local camera? I don't know.
I don't think you can a local control. You know, this is high tech technology. I think that we've got to maintain local control of the information. And the difference between privacy, because I'm changing a little bit with regard to the privacy thing, because we've had those discussions about, yes, people post and stuff. I think the difference is people feel they control their privacy and they can release the private things that they want, but they don't like government controlling all this stuff.
Sure.
But there's got to be a solution, Melissa. We can't just say, keep it in there and disregard our entire community and let's argue all the time. And then at the other side of it, we can't say,
I don't think you can go quiet though, Gary. Like, I look at, I don't mean to call out Fairfield at all. And I know that's where you were the former chief, but I look at the fact that Fairfield, I mean, you've got a state senator from Fairfield who literally helped legislate that law in 2023. And he's saying, let's pause the program. You've got a police chief who, again, I like Mike Paris. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but I think you have somebody who I think has tried to say on social media, hey, this is why I'm behind it. I've done a lot of studies and this is what I have found, you know, doing my work. But at the same time, we're not having those conversations. I'm not even saying me on the air. I'm not seeing police on the news. I'm not seeing police having these forums every month. The fact that it didn't seem that Senator Huang and Chief Paris were on the same page at all. That, like, there aren't even those conversations happening. So we can't even get a town of leadership to say, hey, let's have these dialogues. Let's talk about this. Let's really understand people's concerns. Let's highlight what they're doing right, what's wrong, and how do we make it more public where people feel like they're involved? Those aren't happening. And when they finally had a town meeting, it was awful. I mean, it was out of control because people are so upset and don't feel that they're heard. And to me, that is one of the solutions, is that we're just kind of doing it. We're just kind of rolling these things out, or we're just kind of making people are learning more about it and they're getting upset and they don't feel like anyone's hearing them. You know what I mean?
I do. But just remember, see, what happened was you started going into the speed camera realm. Because the discussions with Senator Huang and others were on speed cameras, were not necessarily on the LPR legislation.
But even that, and so then we should be having more discussions about that.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Because you're right.
I agree 100%.
I never like when you call me out.
People need to be heard. I know. How come I'm never allowed on the show anymore?
Gary got kicked off the show when he corrected Melissa live on the air. No, but it's true. But you're proving my point, because if somebody came up to the microphone, like, I consider myself somewhat educated, you know, I'm not perfect. But I certainly, if I got up to the microphone, I would love Chief Paris to be like, hey, Melissa, love to hear that. However, you're talking about two very different things right now. And let's discuss that. Let's really outline, because there's so much misinformation. Mm-hmm. There's so much misunderstanding. But there is also a lack of public trust. And I don't think it is necessarily not trusting your police. It's not trusting government. And so we have to be able to differentiate those things and have more conversation around it.
And we have to mirror. So, you know, the meeting in Fairfield, yes, it was contentious and it was arguing. But you know what? They had it. Those are the best meetings, even though they're challenging for law enforcement leadership and community leadership and the community. But they had it. And we need to have more of those to come up with solutions. If we don't have those discussions, everybody's just going to dig in aside. And at the end of the day, this 2-year-old in Georgia may not have been, and I'm not being dramatic or whatever, but I'm just saying, let's realistically, she may not have been recovered. She certainly wouldn't have been recovered as quickly if they didn't have the cameras. So somewhere in the middle, let's have these discussions and try to work out a way in which we can compromise.
Totally. I mean, and to, you know, land that plane, as I'm so glad you brought it back to this original story, Gary, you're right. If you were to ask the question of, am I, just me personally, I can't speak for other people, am I more concerned about my license plate being kept on a database for a long period of time versus if, God forbid, someone stole my car today and Chase was in the car? Which, again, I know that would be me breaking the law. He shouldn't be left in a car alone. But my point being is, if I'm at a gas station pumping gas, Chase is in the car and somebody gets in the car and takes off with it, do I want to know that Chase is safe versus do I want my license plate being stored for 30 days? I'm going to take the Chase being safe. That's what I would vote for. But again, those are conversations I think need to be happening more and more, so there's not misinformation, misunderstanding, but also so that people can be heard and maybe we can build up more trust, because right now there's just not a lot of it. Gary, always appreciate you, even when we fight on the air. I think this was our first radio fight. Wow. But we got through it. I think we're still friends. All right. Gary McNamara, our law enforcement expert on the show. Thank you so much. We will be right back. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, feel free to at 203-333-9422 when we come back after news at the bottom of the hour.